Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, mowing plus new houses and dumpsters. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
There was a farmer who had a dog and Bingo was his name. Singing bee, go behind. This one's for all the dogs in shelters. Snoopy, hang on.
Oh, God, that's great.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee.
Or should I say hello, baby?
Ooh. Hey, baby.
Mm.
Hey, baby.
Well, I got to let my neighbors know, hey, if I'm mowing or trimming and your baby's asleep, come out and tell me to wait.
Really?
So, yeah, I
is
need
that
to let
that
them...
Aussie?
It is just no.
Don't you have an electric mower though?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that noisy?
It's not as noisy. It's the trimming more so that because in that part of the backyard there is some concrete, a runoff area for a creek.
Oh.
And so I trim that because I can't get the mower over the edge. It looks beautiful. I do
bet
a great
it does.
Job.
That's
but
nice.
Yeah. So hey, if that baby's sleeping,
yeah,
I'll sit down where I'm at, crisscross applesauce, uh-huh. and wait.
Well, you're
so you're saying that you're when it comes to not working, it's an easy call for you.
That's how you took that.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, weekends, what's the rule on the earliest you can start outdoor loud yard work?
Nine.
Saturday, I'm going 9. Sunday, I'm going 10.
Yeah. That's a rule.
Tom, yes. Your thoughts on when you can start?
Well, I had been doing a little bit of air blowing. Oh, it's leaf blowing.
What time? Like 6 a.m.?
I get up very early in the weekend.
6:30?
I was walking my dogs at 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, and they were pouring concrete next door.
Yes, I mean...
I didn't mind at all.
No, I get it, but some of those noises can be... That's a little early.
That's a loud concrete
early.
Turning, and that's a problem.
But it was great. Loud, I didn't care. It's fine.
Well, you're up.
I know. Everybody else can get up. They're all too lazy. Sleeping in on a Sunday. What's the matter? Not going to church?
But if he had cared, we wouldn't hear the end of it.
You won't sleep in hell.
All these bastards start pouring concrete at dark 30.
Did you watch a little bit? Did you stop and watch and ask a few questions?
I did. It was fun.
What'd you say? Hey, how many yards you pouring?
Yeah, no, I get a kick out of that. There's two construction things going on in my neighborhood.
So. Really?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Well, please, don't leave us hanging. What?
Oh, the smell of the putting up, they're framing a house, that great smell of the wood.
Oh, that is great smell.
That's nice.
Somebody getting a new driveway?
A new driveway next door and across the street they're building a house.
You know, it sounds to me like you need to build a new house.
You ever, when you were younger, did you ever run around like a half-built neighborhood?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just so exciting. Yeah. And we were being punks being there. Right. We were not doing any damage or anything like that. Like, we respected the work going on. I don't know how. We were 16-year-old boys who were idiots. Thank goodness we weren't
you didn't get a 10-penny nail in the eye.
Yeah, yeah. But just like walking up the steps of an unfinished house was like so exciting.
That is one of my best childhood memories. And we used to like use them as forts. We would play and like, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
They would have that hanging visqueen. And, yeah.
First time, the first house I built, this is true to this day. The first thing they did was they brought a dumpster over. And my friend Mark, my builder, said, there'll be something in that thing before the day is over. No, there's nothing. Before the day was over, I went back down there. There was a couch in it.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. A dumpster is, people just see them and, oh, there's a dumpster here. Here we go.
Boy, there's nothing better, though, than having your own dumpster for a day.
We get a neighborhood dumpster twice a year.
That's Do you great, really?
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
I've got a dumpster guy. You know that? Oh, yeah.
A guy.
I can get a dumpster like that.
And you know what? You're generous with it, chick. You let, you usually
I let
tell
everybody
us,
know.
I got a dumpster
over.
If you need.
Take a dump in my dumpster. That's what I tell them.
I used to love no dumping signs. I've been thinking, who am I kidding? I still love no dumping
signs. I like the no dumping sign.
You should put one on the bathroom door of your house.
You can grind your own nut butter at one of the grocery stores.
There's a street that most of us use every day. Instead of, there are speed bumps, but the signs say speed humps, which is wonderful.
And apparently, I found out there's a distinction. Apparently, the speed humps are wider.
Makes sense.
I have been told. That
is
may
that
not
right?
be the case.
They are funnier signs, though.
Yes.
You just picked.
And did you notice that some wiseacre took a screwdriver and undid the top screw so the sign's
upside
hanging
down.
Upside
yes.
down?
Yeah, you think they got caught in the act trying to steal the sign?
Oh, could be. I just thought they thought it'd be funny to have it upside down so some poor guy's going to come flying down the street and need to get his car realigned.
Here's my little naive world. What does Phil Dirt Wanted mean?
Filter?
Phil Dirt Wanted. I see those Phil signs dirt, all the time.
Oh, it's Phil Dirt.
Yeah, you can.
What does that mean?
It means that if you say they dug a hole and they put up the concrete or whatever it is, they want to fill it back. They got to fill
so back. So you can just drop your own dirt off? I mean,
fellow Central Ohioans will know this. There was a band back in the mid 70s called Phil Dirt and the Dozers.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
It was amazing. And
were they
great. They were great bar. Yeah, they were a great band.
Cool.
So in my head, I've dug a hole and I've got all this extra dirt, so I just can take it over there and dump it in there.
Yeah, because they want to fill it before they pour concrete in whatever it is that they dug out.
Yeah, okay. Filled.
It's kind of like when you're, Christy, when you're putting, this is something everybody can relate to. When you're putting new line on a reel.
Yeah.
And you want to use maybe a braid or a fluoro, but that gets more expensive than monofilament.
Mm-hmm.
So you use mono about halfway through the reel, and then you switch to your fluoro.
Wish I had mono. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody knows Tom. But
That's nice.
I could read this letter instead.
I dare. I double dog dare you.
You won't read it. He's afraid.
Pusser.
Oh, I like.
Pusser.
We'll call this guy.
Can I guess his name?
Yeah.
Ron.
No, it was the same as a TV show. His first name was the same as a cop show.
Cop Rock?
TJ.
No.
What decade?
This could go along.
I liked Cop Rock, though. That's very, very funny.
Dan August?
No. Spencer.
Oh.
Oh, I like
Spencer
that.
For Hire.
Spencer for Hire. I love that name.
He was P.I.
He was a P.I. Okay.
Please, Tom, please.
Oh, Copper P.I. I went to a pretty decent high school.
Oh, okay. Pretty decent.
I made a policeman's nightstick in my welding class out of materials I found in the scrap bin. I had to smuggle it out of school and home on the bus. My friend...
I'll show those cops.
In the same shop class, my friend made a fully functioning cannon between his welding class and his machine shop class.
That's crazy.
We took it out to the country one day and fired it.
And?
It removed itself from the trundle as it went off and went careening down the road. So
that's the number one accident with cannons.
Oh, yeah.
Trundle misfires.
Lucky nobody got hurt.
Is that kickback on a cannon?
Okay.
Derek from Charleston, South Carolina writes, he made a pair of nunchucks in shop class.
Oh, jeez.
We would have been in trouble. We couldn't have done it. That was considered like a terrible weapon that you'd get in trouble
with. Have you seen Bruce Lee play ping pong with his nunchucks?
It's astounding.
Yes.
Is it real?
Yes. It absolutely is real. The other guy has a paddle. He has his nunchucks.
Man.
And you'd never know it.
I'll have to check that out.
Crazy.
This one is borderline obvious. This guy made a personal item on a lathe.
Dildo?
We both we mad.
He's mad because he said it was fairly obvious, and then when we state the obvious, he's pissed at us.
Now he's mad.
You are a baby.
You ruined my letter.
I just hope he sanded it very well.
Yeah.
You may want to put a couple extra coats of shellac on that.
Now, in the history of sex toy, they hollowed those out and put bees in them, right? For the vibration.
Yeah. Famously. Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing.
I bet it worked.
Allegedly. It seems like a pretty stupid idea to me.
Why?
Oh, I mean, what else? How else are you going to get it to buzz that?
Yeah. We didn't have electricity then.
Yes, but what if one of the bees gets out?
Well,
that's a chance you take.
What do you got there? A wood?
I think the problem is they would die, and then you have to get new bees.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what if you're in the middle of the use and a bee gets out and
honey, the bees.
You don't want to get a bee sting down in the.
The bees are dead.
You know,
I wouldn't mind getting one on the penis. It swells it up a little bit.
Mm. I'd like to go back to sports.
I think it'd be having bees in it would be better than grabbing it by the thing and just shaking it a lot.
Okay.
Chet Holmgren, the only NBA player since Chet Walker to be named Chet.
No, Chick, I always thought you knew your Chet.
Okay, see?
You know, it was one of his, he would always pass the ball to a guy named Brinkley.
Whoa. Man.
Good night, Chet.
That thundering David. You hear are people sprinting to their Google to find out who Chet Huntley is.
Chet Huntley or
Brinkley? Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, the original duo. Okay. The Keith and Mick of Evening News.
Say Chet Huntley seven times fast.
Chet Huntley. Have you noticed that all three news anchors for the major networks look exactly alike?
They're all, once again, very handsome white guys.
Dark hair.
It's all shifted around.
They must have gotten your letters.
I get a big kick out of David Muir. Every time he has a chance, he wears a t-shirt that's too tight to show off his muscles, riding in helicopters over war zones.
You like David Muir?
He's good.
He's a handsome guy, isn't he?
Muir.
Boy, I understand their budget on hair gel is like $1 million a year. He's got product in that hair.
There you are, back at hair again. Bless your heart. Mm-hmm. Kate Cunningham.
I don't trust a guy named, what is it, Yamas? What is it?
It's a Greek thing.
Is it foreign? Okay.
Poultry chicken?
Something. Some Americans on TV.
Kate Cunningham.
Got another letter here.
We sure are in his way today.
Shop class.
It wasn't as bad as yesterday, but it's close.
Yeah. No, this is for Christy. I think you'll like this.
Okay.
I love this. Maybe Ace will like it.
Let's see if we can shout out the answer before he gets
confused.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. I think I've got $20, I think, in my pocket.
Dildo.
You guess what this is. It's yours. This is from Larry in Elk Grove, California.
Moose.
Raisins.
In our high school metal shop, we did, quote-unquote, foundry.
Pocketbook.
And we made something for cars.
In a foundry? Oh, pouring metal.
That was the name of the class.
Hood ornaments.
Something for cars.
Yeah, that would be a good guess. Hood ornaments.
That's a great guess.
Something cool for cars.
Ashtray.
Ashtray, yeah, an ashtray.
Fins.
No, your hint is hot rod.
Flames down the side.
Made of metal. Flames made of metal on the side of a car. Really? That's your guess?
That's
You're
good
out.
Guess.
Next.
I'm out. I didn't even know I was in, and now I'm out. What happened?
Not wheels, huh?
No. Something cool, a hot rod, a minor accessory that's really cool.
Airfoil.
Fuzzy dice.
Tailpipe.
Hang on a second. Fuzzy dice and metal shop?
Fuzzy dice?
They clang.
Metal. Am I out again?
The answer is...
put on steering wheel.
What's that called? A choker?
A necker knob.
No, necker knob.
Necker knob.
A chrome skull for the shifter.
No, it was a metal
foot pedal.
A foot pedal is right. A metal foot pedal.
I remember
that. Yeah, it would be the shape of a foot.
They would be a metal pedal in the shape of a foot for the accelerator. Yeah. Then they'd also, back in the day, remember?
Tiny one.
The little one for the bright lights.
Yep. Yes.
I liked it when the bright lights were on the floor.
Yep,
I did too.
Your brights were on the floor?
Yeah.
On a button. Yeah.
And you take your left foot, and it was usually in the upper left corner.
No kidding.
You'd get up on it.
The only problem they had was that people got their feet confused and you would accelerate sharply. And you thought you were turning your brights on, but yeah.
Because now, is it the brights or is it the windshield washer? Is it going to start squirting in the back window? What the hell are these things?
Time to change.
Way too complicated. Well,
do you guys have adaptive brights?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's pretty handy.
What does that mean?
I don't care for
it. It knows when a car's coming.
Yeah, if it senses, if it sees that a car is coming, they go down automatically.
Yeah, yep. Your car has it.
I have idea. I would love to have enough money to have a car modified, so that I could get the Steven Spielberg lights put in a car. So when a guy's coming at you with his brights on and doesn't turn them off, you could turn on these things that would actually emit heat. It would be so bright, blinding the guy. You know, like in Close Encounters when the ship's behind him. Lights you would turn on, you'd actually see them smoke, and you'd hear this. Those are bright lights.
Start keeping track of everything that doesn't work on your car that actually does work.
I'm sure they were. I just don't
know how to turn it on.
Are you guys surprised that the car Chiron hasn't really become a thing where you can you can write messages on your back windshield that say things like, hey, you want to get off my ass?
Tom's been on this for a long time.
But I mean, how did it not? We've seen them. You guys have probably seen them.
Yeah, they haven't really
taken
off.
But they say things like, they're vague. They're never, because you have to type them in. But now with voice, you should be able to go, hey, Chiron, tell this guy behind me to get off my ass.
Yeah, I have a question. If you're a police officer, you can anonymously write us. I know if I were a cop, I would, you know how I believe in cruel and unusual punishment, yes. And usually I can tell on sight whether or not they're guilty. do you?
You don't get a lot of jury duty, do you?
Oh, I would be. if they're here, they're guilty. I would be, if I were writing tickets, I would certainly base whether or not they got a ticket. I would base it on bumper stickers.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I would immediately, my bias would kick in.
Right.
And also, by the way, anything over 3 bumper stickers, I'm out.
Boy, they're like tattoos, don't they? People who get them, so all of a sudden they get 50.
Yeah. And I do like it when they conflict.
I do too. Yeah. You know, I like when the action of the driver conflicts with the bumper
sticker. Oh, yeah. That's always nice too. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for cutting me off. I thought we were supposed to coexist.
You dick. Yeah.
Now, what happened to that?
I'm just wondering, I mean, if you're a cop and you approach someone and you look at the bumper sticker and go, oh, this guy's a jerk. I hate this guy. Here it comes.
Or the conflicting bumper stickers on, like, the Escalade. Things that have a huge carbon footprint, but it's save the air.
I'd like to have an Escalade and it'd be save the air more for me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.